I find that the most important realization that I'm, while I'm on this journey, is that I'm on the journey. I used to think that everything that I learned or realized when I bumped into things or stubbed my toe on things while on the journey, that was the greatest lessons. While those are incredibly important lessons and have changed who I am in a really meaningful way, what I'm beginning to realize is that the easiest thing to forget while being on this journey is that I'm on a journey. It's so easy to get caught up in whatever it is I'm stubbing my toe on or whatever it is that I bumped into, that becomes my entire focus. And when I do that, that's all I see. And the more I focus in at a micro level on whatever it is that I have hurt myself bumping into, is that I can't really understand why it happened and, you know, the larger ramifications of how it's going to affect me when it, you know, after it happens. Because I am so deeply enmeshed in the small details and in any sort of mind chatter, anything that my mind is telling me about what has happened, that I literally, completely, and entirely forget that I'm on this journey. It's like, it's almost in a way, it's like, you know, you're traveling somewhere, you stop at a Holiday Inn, and you're spending the night in room 308, and you go inside the hotel room, you close the door, and that becomes your entire world. You forget that you're in a Holiday Inn. You forget what room you're in. You forget what floor you're on. You forget what part of the city you're in. You forget what city you're in. You forget what state you're in and country. You forget what hemisphere of the earth you're in. You forget that you're literally on the earth. You forget that you're in the solar system. You forget you're in a universe. That's actually what happens. And it's astounding how deeply we can drill into the micro level of just where we're at any given time, and especially when we're feeling some pain because of it, when things are not the way we want them to be. It's so easy to forget. And the amazing thing is, it is so easy to remember if we allow ourselves to remember. It's not rocket science, but it's so damn hard to do when we're deeply drilling into the micro level. When we're in it, so deeply that we lose perspective of the bigger picture. That's where we're living. That's where we live. That's where we are at that time. And the more deeply that we drill into it, the more we suffer. And the more that we feel like there are no solutions for whatever problem we find ourselves in. There's no fixes. There's no way out. There's no way to change what's happened. And I've had this happen so many times in the past 3 to 4 weeks, where I have, you know, I've been going through all kinds of changes and going through all kinds of struggles at a micro level, different things that worry me for different reasons and that it disquiet me for different reasons. And some of them are really, really seemingly big things, and some of them are really seemingly small things. But it doesn't really matter whether they're big or they're small or medium-sized problems. They're just things that we overly focus on. And it's natural. That's what human beings do. It's not wrong. I'm not judging myself or anyone else for engaging in this. This is, we're humans. This is what we do when we're not paying attention. This is what we do when we're not paying attention. It's, I love saying that because it's so true. It's so true. It's almost like the most important thing about the journey is remembering that you're on the journey. Because once you do that, when you realize you're on a journey, you have to pay attention to the macro stuff, not the micro, the macro. You've got to pay attention to the bigger picture. You know, where exactly are you? Where are you headed? What are you trying to do? You know? And not necessarily that you'll have answers to all those questions. You really don't have to have any answers at all. But if at least you're paying attention and being open to those answers to those bigger questions at a macro level, I think it's easier to keep your perspective because you're looking through a wider lens and not so deeply drilled into the small details of where you are at any given time. It's just, these are things that happen along the way. When we're walking from point A to point B and we stub our toe or bump into something, we're just on our way from point A to point B. It hurts. The pain subsides at some point. Sometimes we possibly have some sort of pain that persists for a period of time, but it heals. And it's not, and I'm not, and please understand me, I'm not trivializing the pain, because sometimes when we stub our toe or we crash into something or bump into something, it feels horrible. And it really does hurt. And there is really physical and mental pain involved. When we hurt ourselves or hurt one another, there's real emotional pain involved. When people disappoint us and hurt us and let us down and act in an unloving way towards us, or we do this to others, or we do it to ourselves, there is tremendous real pain involved. And we have to feel that, and we have to go through that. But I think it is easier if we do that while we can feel our feet touching the ground one after another, that rhythm of continuing to walk on that journey. It's just, I think it is much easier to keep our perspective and remember what this is really all about. And it also allows us to, sometimes the thing that we need the most is to forget about those smaller micro level details, because fixating on them and ruminating on them over and over and reliving them over and over again in our minds just doesn't really provide us with any sort of benefit. It certainly doesn't help us heal. So it's as simple as that. Knowing where we are, knowing that we're traveling on a journey through our lives. We may not know where we're headed. We may not even know why we're traveling on that journey, but that's okay. The only thing we have to remember is that we're on that journey. It's as simple as that. Astoundingly simple. But so easy to forget.